Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a fly ball towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to first to double up Lowry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker fires to second and picks off Cooper for the out. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chipman moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Chipman moves to third. Verben moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall is hit by the pitch. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pafko throws the ball into Verben, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 1 in the game. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chipman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Chipman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Verbin moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verbin scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chipman takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoffman. Walker scores. Smalley scores. Chipman goes all the way around to score. Verben moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Verben scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Hansen now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0-for-2 in the game. Reich hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chipman strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops it up and throws to first, with Chipman covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Berthas pinch hits for Andy Hansen. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.